How did you cook?
Like, we couldn't call. Our phone and everything was out.
Was that about the worst storm that you remember? Was that about the worst ice storm that you remember here? Or have you had some bad ones in the past?
It doesn't seem like to me it done more damage, but it's just one thing it could have made it worse and look like to me. But I don't know, I was talking yesterday about it, it might have made it better. It was just a little above freezing all during this thing, you see? Now if it had dropped down to about 17 like it was about 2 or 3 weeks before that come, I believe it would have made it better.
Yes, I think it would.
It wouldn't have much stuff. The ice would have been stiff enough on the stuff to help held it up. Mm-hmm. Of course, I've seen heavier freezes than this.
Have you?
Yes, sir. I've seen it stay froze up 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Just ice, just had everything, more near half as much breaking down as it is now. I imagine the wood just froze through and it made it stronger. And all the weight, see anything weak, all the weight leaning to the weak place is caused so much of it breaking down.
I see what you mean.
It'll just naturally break down more timber when it ain't cold enough. I was just wishing it'd get colder. Mm-hmm. Or warmer.
Yeah, the ice seemed to keep building up, didn't
it? Yes, that's right. Just kept building up and giving way. So it ran. This is the worst breakdown I've seen. Mm-hmm. But I've seen more ice and stuff on it.
Right.
Of course, I seen more the next morning after I married. I remembered so well.
Right after you married?
The next day after I married, we had a trip planned for the next day. And when I got up, first thing I peeped out the window, I said, what's done happened? I looked like I was foolish. I'd been drinking a little. I said, it just now made me drunk. And I went out there, I said, Lord of mercy. Just white everywhere you could see.
How many years ago was that?
But this done more damage than now I ever witnessed.
Holly Springs, the trees
it's bad shape. I was up there the next day. 4 from 9 marks, but that thing had to have them. Tupelo, Jackson, mm-hmm. Memphis. Memphis, Bahia was hit pretty heavy too.
Memphis is bad, all the way up to Jackson.
You know, 7, 8 miles down there didn't do nothing.
It just seemed to stop right down there.
Hickory Flat ain't touched.
Is that right?
Hickory Flat ain't know nothing about it but what to see.
You can tell coming up 349, right, all of a sudden trees start to break down. What would you, to get back to the fireplace here, what would you call that?
Across
the top.
Mantel board. A mantel. But you set your light, set your lights on above the fireplace. Mm-hmm. Side up over the wall above the fireplace. Had a shelf. Of course, they called it a mantel board. Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the lights. What kind of lights did you use?
Lamps. We had glass lamps.
What'd you burn in them?
Kerosene, or coal oil, whatever it is, coal oil, coal oil lamp. Then we have, when we're getting out, everything was so precious, we had tin lamps. When you're going to walk from room to room, going out from the kitchen to the outhouse, smokehouse we call it, to get the meat or something, we had a tin lamp, a little hook on it like a gallon or a measure. Something that a little old tin lamp and put oil in there that didn't have a globe. Just lighted smoke going everywhere, just like a torch. We used that because if you drop that, you could pick it up. Money was the thing then. Mm-hmm. You couldn't buy another. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever use pine knots?
No, sir. We didn't use them. I heard of them, but they are fine. I never did use them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, for lights, now folks. But after I was grown, and I didn't find out about them. I hear folks talking about them, wouldn't hardly know what it was about. But after I got grown, I didn't do it sometimes. Folks used to hunt and do what you think. I used to get them just for sport and walk around sometime at night, get with a long limb on it, for a minute, a flower over there, and yeah, you know, a light limb, have a little fat nut on. You just take that thing, load it on your shoulder, and just go on where you want it. You know, it burned a long time.
It would really throw a lot of light.
Yes, sir.
Right. In building, how would you build a fire in the fireplace? Would you describe that? Should tell me how you go about building a fire right from
Day? When you come in a cool house, a different way of coming to a cool house, we'd get some paper. We'd get something that was easy to burn. And get some old plank, what we call paling, what we'd have to fence our yard in with. We'd rive out some slabs of wood, you know, we call them, some folk call them pickets, and some say palings.